Colin, do you think some of these messages from these formations might be messages of enlightenment, knowledge, or are they trying to point us out to some kind of impending doom?
My view is that if you kind of take of a broad perspective and looking at very specific information that's come in, we can talk about, you know, very specific information in particular crop designs.
Okay.
And then you kind of look at it, the things like, well, maybe I should just start here because it to build the picture, one looks at a design that appeared in England in the early 90s, which was a scaled replica of the solar system. This design, I threw as much as I could at it. I certainly spent a lot of time over there in England in this design with the aerial information and ground information and passing that to Dr. John Albrin, Professor Gerald Hawkins, then head of astronomy at University of Boston, Professor Robert Hadley, University of Connecticut, and they kind of looked at this design. Mm-hmm. And looked at the numbers and the ratios, and there was no question what it was. This was a replica of our own solar system, a very accurate one, and it gave us a date. And this date in September 2033 meant absolutely nothing to us other than it was a date when the next alignment that was in the field would actually take place in our solar system from a particular a place, of course. You know, you're looking at this in a multidimensional aspect, whereas we were looking at 2D in the field. And that only later became significant when my wife and I were asked to write the Complete Idiot's Guide to 2012. And in that research, we came across the same date. And it was very interesting that not only did the other information that we were getting across a whole broad spectrum of inputs looking as if we were heading towards a kind of a temporary period of chaos and a transitional period, and I'll get to the reasoning for that, around the 2012 period, but there was a new cycle which the Mayan called the first Khutun. There is a Khutun period into the Golden Age. It was beyond 2012, and that ends in September 2033. And so what did this design tell us? Well, the planet Earth in that solar system in the crops field was missing. And so that, of course, posed two questions. What does it mean that we're going not to be here? Or is it that the information that's being conveyed is to us, we're being singled out to inform us that it is us that the conversation is taking place with. And so the solar system meant something. The date now means something. We had, some of your listeners will remember this. It's been forgotten by many, but in 1977, a very strange metallic voice broke in on British television. And again, it's what's happened to me throughout my life, it seems, George. I had purchased on this day, at this moment in time, a brand new, my very first tape recorder. It was a huge, great thing.
Ah, okay.
And down on the floor, I had it turned on. I put the microphone across the floor, and I was testing it when I heard in the background the newscaster, ITN, Independent Television Network, giving the news. And suddenly, I became aware, and I was recording this, and I became aware that his voice was breaking up, and so was the picture. And it eventually just went into kind of like hash browns. It was just disappeared. And over the top came this metallic voice, very strange. The recording is on the new DVD that I've got here, Conscious Circles. And that recording is on there. It was heard by millions of people, but from only two transmitters. And the two transmitters concerned transmitted this information into the most prolific area of crop circles that had just begun in that same area. 1 year before, 1976 was the first crop circle in this particular area where I lived. And so, you know, there were two things. What did the voice say? And it spoke also of this period that we're coming into, and the full details, to say, is on the DVD, and what people can hear it for themselves. So there was information, and that information tied in with the crop circle design of the solar system, which was in the same area. Mm-hmm. Then we had, in 2002, a crop design with an ET. Many people know this.
Oh, I remember design. That. That was incredible. Yeah,
they're absolutely incredible, with a disk. Now, that disk conveyed ASCII code, computer code, which was deciphered by my good friend, now deceased, Paul Vigée, who suddenly passed away in the middle of this research. His body was discovered washed up in the English, off the edge of the English Channel, to be specific. But Paul deciphered that, and it was the same information. And very consistently, that we were heading into a period where we must pull from the minds of the political people in particular truth, that we must find who we are, and that was the general message. And so as the crop designs have evolved themselves, and they've given us family types, astronomical, mathematical, they too do point towards a period of chaos and a transitional period. And so wherever you look at this, whether you're looking at even the 2012 Mayan prophecy, which does, it links itself naturally to this, because, you know, I know there are a lot of people that don't believe it says this or it says that. We've got at least two interpretations from people that have spent years looking at these calendars. Mm-hmm. And October is one particular date, which is now passed, of an end cycle.
Right.
21 December, 2012 is generally considered to be the end date of the master cycle, 26,000 years, heading into the first cartoon of the Golden Age. Well, the prophecy itself talks, of course, about all these things. And it talks about climate change. We have broken that down ourselves, with a subheading of global warming, which is because the scientists tend to believe, I know, again, there are different views on this, that the climate change is going to settle out on the warm side and that we're moving into a warming period. It's another, we can debate it. But in this 2012 prophecy, we're also looking, and I'm going through categories that all point us in the same direction, the solar cycle 24. Well, we're in it. It's come from an exceptional low. It's beginning now to ratchet up, and that, too, is anticipated to be part of this equation next year. We're 3 weeks away from 2012. Population explosion. This is talked of. Well, we're past 7 billion people. We're looking, if you look at the health chart for planet Earth and humanity on planet Earth, these are very important factors. If you look at the economy and the economic collapse, these are decouplings of a system. I mean, today as we speak, George, we're looking at the U.S., and the U.S. is not alone in this, but the U.S. national gross debt is $15 trillion, $55 billion. I'm reading it off the clock. $15 million, and you can keep the change. I mean, this equates to 313 million people sharing that debt at $48,000 per person. Yep. In the United States. The UK just yesterday vetoed the latest deal for the euro, which now has isolated Great Britain, and whatever that means is coming. And all of these things play into, political and religious social tension. This is referred to in the prophecy too. The earth changes. I mean, just before I move from that political, religious, and social tension, we've all observed what's happened in simply the last 12 months. The Arab Spring, the Occupy movement. These were inevitable developments in a suppressed and badly treated society. Where the political end.
Long overdue, too, wasn't it?
Long, long overdue. We know what happened media-wise. It's a whole other conversation. I know you've had it on the show. Denied initially that they were even down there in New York. Just ignore them, they'll go away. Well, no, they haven't gone away, but they're hippies from the 60s, you know. Well, no, they're actually not. They're office workers. They're people from the store down the street here. They're Northern people. I was one of them for a while in New Haven in my local Connecticut movement. There's something going on here, and this will not go away.